Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Here we are again with another random movie that just was put on my radar a couple weeks ago. It's called The American Society of Magical Negroes. And with a name like that, I really didn't have a choice but to be curious. Now, David Alan Greer is in a supporting role, who in my opinion is seriously underrated. He's always really solid in everything I've seen him in. And it's starring Justin Smith, who I've seen in things before, but I can't quite put my finger on where. But what is this one about? Now, we start out with Aaron at this art show. He's an artist, and he's showing his piece off, but no one's buying. He tries to show it to a patron, but he mistakes him as a waiter, and he actually doesn't correct him. Now, after the show, or he's during the show, I should say, he's spotted by this older black gentleman who's acting as a bartender. And after the show, he kind of follows Aaron, and he saves him from a potentially messy situation. Spoiler free, but he happens to be trying to help this drunk white woman at the ATM. When he's standing there with her purse, she forgets she's already put her card in the machine, and her boyfriend and his friend are approaching. Now, Roger, Greer's character, introduces himself and invites Aaron for a drink. And after a conversation, he tells him he's part of this American Society of Magical Negroes, and he wants him to join. And that's where I will stop. Basically, they have these powers they use on white people to make them feel comfortable in certain situations and help them get, you know, what they want. Now, Aaron goes into training and he gets his first client. However, things get more complicated when Aaron wants the same woman that his client wants. Now, if he doesn't put his client's needs first, he could ruin the whole secret society. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 30% on the Rotten scale with 50 reviews, and the audience at 60% on less than 50 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives first of all. I could really relate to this, and I kind of need to unpack this one a little bit. I'll give you a short personal story. Now, I had this business thing on the upper floor in this building, so I was taking the elevator. I'm kind of in deep thought, so, you know, I'm not smiling or anything. I'm just kind of just thinking about, you know, my presentation and what I got to do. And this white lady is already on the elevator. Now, I don't really look at her, but when I get on and the door is closed, you know, it's the reflective surface. I can see through the reflection, she's all tensed up now, and her body language has kind of changed from when I first approached the elevator. So I smile and I, you know, brought something up topical, something non-threatening, sounding as friendly as I could. And by the time we reached her floor, she was no longer tense or clutching her purse, but laughing and even put her hand on my shoulder as she was leaving. A lot of black people have similar stories and, you know, they would do exactly what I did, kind of going out of their way to make the, you know, white person feel more comfortable. And I know some black people would have been like, oh, well, you know, lady, feel uncomfortable because it's just your prejudice kicking in and you should be uncomfortable. And you know what? In some ways, they're right about that. And I should be able to just be in my own thoughts and just ride the elevator without trying to chill this lady out. But I don't know what her life experience has been, right? Maybe she has her reasons to feel how she feels. But the point is, my actions will make her feel a little more comfortable next time she's in that situation. Maybe bring down her prejudice meter just a little bit, which brings us all closer together. Now, that's the movie's focus, and it's kind of done on the extreme part of it, meaning an uncomfortable white person is a dangerous person. And I mean, and that's not, you know, that is accurate. I mean, to some degree, obviously it's not the norm, but we've seen the news and how that can be true. You know, there are black people that are just minding their own business, just, you know, living life, and they're being harassed and having the police called on them, which can escalate things further. Now, I don't want to go too deep. I can go so much deeper on this topic, but you kind of get the idea of what, you know, they were going for here. Justin does a great job of relying that feeling and going to the extreme in his normal life just to make white people feel comfortable, even if it's to compromise his own feelings, suppress how he really feels just to defuse the situation. Multiple times he bites his tongue or he hides, you know, what he's really thinking as to not make the situation uncomfortable. I mean, and they're subtle with this. A small comment here or there, a seemingly harmless, entitled prejudice perspective played out as just being, you know, logical. So I like that they didn't go the aggressive, super racist route here, because life is like that. Most of the time, not racism, but prejudice is subtle in nature. It's not something that someone walks up to you and say, hey, N-word, you know, they call it. It's not like that. It's, you know, little subtle things that go on. So, you know, like I said, they keep it just like everyday life, and you see and hear things, but you kind of just brush them off. And by the end, he understood that it's okay to feel some type of way and express those feelings at times. You know, he's human and he has the right to his space and his feelings. Has the right to be wherever he is in this world. Not meaning anyone else any harm. He's just trying to figure it out like everyone else. He just happens to be black. And while it does resolve itself in the way I thought it would, there is a very interesting twist I didn't see coming, and I really liked it. In fact, I could see a sequel being made, which sounds crazy, but you'll understand when you watch this and you see what the twist is. But let me get to the negatives. Now, I do applaud, you know, the writer for approaching the situation in an original way, and I appreciate the light, non-threatening tone, because when you get in someone's face, a lot of times they get defensive and kind of miss what you're doing here. So taking this tone with the movie, I thought was the right choice, but it doesn't go far enough. I mean, for me, they only really had one major conversation with his client where he's trying to like explain certain things to him by asking him some questions, and he's responding a certain way, and that conversation just ends. And then there's a monologue at the end, which everything he's saying is accurate, and I felt, you know, his speech there and what he was saying, but it did come off a bit preachy, like he was kind of talking at the audience instead of talking to the guy that, you know, his client he was supposed to be talking to. Not that it was poorly acted or anything or poorly written. Like I said, everything was written and it was acted well. It just felt a little bit. I could see somebody in the audience being like, oh, now they're preaching. I could see how that could come off that way. Now, they could have woven the point in a little better without just coming out and kind of saying it at the end, which is what they did. They could have just let it cook a little bit, have people absorb the message. The comedy part of it was a bit stale, and there were a lot of missed opportunities for humor. I wish they would have gotten a little bit more into the characters and developed that and some more background to connect with everyone. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I did. This was pretty solid. I would put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten scale. Very original approach to the subject matter. Things stayed light, non-aggressive, which helps more people get the point. I just wish they would have pushed things just a little beyond and got a little bit uncomfortable with the audience, but kind of using that same tone, broken things down a little bit more, didn't always go with the obvious joke. And, you know, like I said, again, stay away from getting too preachy. Now, there will be some people that look at this and make it about them. Well, they'll be like, well, I'm not like that. Or they'll make excuses for how, you know, their actions might be perceived. And that's actually the main point. Just take it in and listen. The fact you're making it about yourself is the problem. No one's attacking you. No one's saying you're a bad person. If it applies to you, cool. Just listen. If it doesn't apply to you, cool. Just listen. Just take it in and try to understand. That's all anyone's asking. No one's asking you to change the world. Just listen and try to get it and understand. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in every week or whenever you listen to me. I usually drop new episodes every weekend. But yeah, I got like 3 or 4 more I need to record. So I'm not quite sure when you're going to get those. You'll probably get those sprinkled throughout the week, or you might get one more today, possibly, but we'll see. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.